This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
1, 2, 3, go!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. I'm Alex White and Tim's back.
Woo!
And we're at Wynberg Boys High School to chat to their 2025 head cheerleader, Leighton Mouton.
To find out what it's like to be a cheerleader and viral sensation and one of the most prestigious schools in Cape Town.
Let's get into it.
Oh yeah!
Well, we've managed to find a spot on the side of the Hawthornden, which is being reseeded at the moment for the next rugby season. But alongside Tim and I today is a man that we are very excited to talk to. I think it's apt that we're sitting next to a rugby field since you spend a lot of your time next to a rugby field. Leighton, welcome to the Super Sports Schools podcast.
So I'm Leighton Mouton. I know it was high school, 17 years old. I'd be.
And left out the most important part, a massive, massive influencer and cheerleader at the moment, which we're going to get into. We're going to talk about that, get into your journey. But just tell us a bit. I don't know, you also played rugby, position?
So I started playing rugby since primary school. It's been a huge part of my life throughout my journey and at Wynberg. So I play prop. So...
yeah.
Position with heart. I remember my days playing prop back in high school. It really does make a Saturday morning really entertaining. But now coming to, you know, the big one. How did you get started on this cheerleading extravaganza?
So in grade 9, against Rondebosch, actually, I just took a moment and thought, I'm gonna go use on this one. Straight after my game, got into the shower, came back onto the field, started painting myself. I was like, today's going to be the day I get recognized. And then after that, I got recognized. And then start of grade 10, we wrote this cheer, Jacob Zuma, and then just tried it out. And then hopefully it worked.
And is that the same one that we've all now seen? So it's the same cheer. Okay, so let's get into that one, right? So the actual viral video that everybody has seen, when was that recorded?
That was recorded during the second term of this year.
Okay. So earlier this year, but you actually wrote that year last year. As if it were a pop star creating a new piece of music, take us to the writer's room. What was that process like, putting together the cheer? Was it just a couple guys fooling around? What was the process to put it together?
There's this one guy, Jaden Josephs, helped me because he tried it out first and then he was like, he's going to help me, did we do it, because he matriculated in 2022 and then like we sat together, I was there in the beginning of the year and then I was like, I want to do this and then it was just us two.
Okay, so just the two of you wrote this, you did it at the start of earlier this year, it got recorded and it got posted. When did you realize, okay, this is going viral?
When a few boys at school came running to me at the fishbowl, and they were like, "Bro, you have to check this video is going viral." And by the time I checked, I was posted a few hours, it was posted 3 to 4 hours ago, and it already reached 3 million views. And then I was like, this is going big.
3 million is nothing to laugh about. Where's the view count right now?
I don't know, probably, but last time I checked, it was over 112 million.
112 million. That's like all the South Africans pretty much watching it twice, almost. But I know that it's been watched around the world. People have been reacting to it. 112 million views, so there must be millions of likes as well. And I'm sure that people around the world don't understand what the lyrics are about either. I mean, they're very silly lyrics, but they're very catchy. And that video, you just see everyone is so into it. So what was that actually before? What were you all getting hyped up for?
For Rondebosch Derby.
Okay.
Rondebosch is okay. My health because I was.
Yes, yes. So basically we made it happen.
Yeah, no, that's all us. Thank you. Thank you.
So yeah, it was huge. I can't lie, and I actually did it at the game also, and people made videos.
I can imagine, because when I first saw it, I thought, geez, this is super cool, and even the lyrics, they were silly, but I was like, this is cool. I mean, everybody's into it. You can see everybody's dancing there together. Where was the space where it was recorded, actually? Because it was, I mean, everyone's sort of on top of each other on the stairs and close.
So it was on the inside, the fishbowl steps.
Okay. And is that where sort of the war crying happens?
So that is like pre-war crying. So if we play on the Saturday, the Friday morning, we all get together as a school.
Yeah.
Get inside and then just start doing cheers, war cries.
What's the culture of war cries at Wynberg like? I mean, that must take a lot of effort to get everybody on the same page to get into this. How do you guys create an environment like that?
So normally, like, we go into the hall, like, at the prefect assembly, and we have, like, cheering and stuff. And then, like, so prefect assembly is normally on a Thursday, and then the Friday, you just all get together, get all the boys together, get hyped up, and then things start happening. It's like a brotherhood. Everyone buys you. Because they know what needs to be done. So Saturdays, we hype up the first team on the field so that they can get that spirit of winning.
And, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the first team this year, because there's been some fantastic performances. First win against Paul Boys at Brugstraat for decades. Joaquin Ahmed taking that kick right at the end to win. And an interesting one, Tim, I think, as rugby fans, just a little bit of trivia, is that the final penalty was awarded for Paul Boys having too many players on the pitch.
and that was the
deciding penalty to win the match. So certainly the first team's had a good year. Aiden de Costa, captain. His dad was captain last time they won at Brugstraat. So it's, I mean, full circle. It's a wonderful story. But were you guys there supporting them in Paul?
I was there supporting them. There's even a video on TikTok of me doing the war cry.
Doing it there.
And Paul Boys. And then after Joaquin Ahmed, when I didn't play, took the kick, started running onto the field. Because it's like, who knew we were going to win them? Like, doesn't happen often.
No. And not away.
Yeah.
Not away.
Especially.
Really not away. So yeah, it was very, like, he's been proud of him. We were proud of him.
It sounds like you're a part of the sport culture. Absolutely. And what is it like? I mean, Tim asked you about the environment. You've explained that to us now. But when you guys come up with a new cheer, new chant to teach it to the school, what's that process like?
So like I said, by prefect assembly or like on a Monday, we get them into the hall. Like, or we send it on the WhatsApp communication group.
Okay.
So you tell them you need to learn this cheer and study the words. Next time we get into the hall, we start doing it, and then everyone just buys them. So it's a culture. It's part of our DNA.
So you're in grade 11 at the moment. Are you now a cheerleader, actually? Because obviously in grade 9, it's usually the matrix who are the cheerleaders. So now you are a cheerleader.
So in the start of the year, I started the cheerleading community. And then hopefully I'll take it on to next year.
Actually, another game I can talk about that I did watch, because you guys have a pretty big rivalry with Grey High from Eastern Cape. And on this field, I think, was it 13 all or 12 all?
10 all.
10 all. A draw. And that's one of your big derbies. You were involved in that, I'm sure?
I was involved in it, definitely. I was on top of that stands, right at the top. Right on the top.
Right on the top.
To admit you.
We have some videos we want you to watch from war cries that have sort of gone viral on the Supersport Schools platform over the past couple of years. And we want you to rate them. We want you to rate them so that we don't have to.
Yep.
So that we're not upsetting anyone, but you can. I think if you can just sort of give them out of 10, so we'll show you. Here's your first one. This is Synstithians. All right, so that's number one. We're going to get you to rate it, I think, out of 10.
The lyrics is actually decent, it's pretty decent, but for me, it feels like not everyone is buying in, so I'll give it a solid 6.
A 6, okay. All right, so Stillian's kicking us off with a 6.
Talk about buying in. I mean, how would you, if you were a cheerleader in that situation, get the buy-in from the boys?
So before, so what I would do is, cheerleading group in front, we place them into the crowd.
Ooh.
So they have like the sticks that we hold, and then they just tell them to buy in. Because, so normally what our cheerleaders do is they matric, so, and most of them are prefix, so I can give you like a C house, for instance, then to go to your house will give you a DT for not cheering. Yeah. So it's like, it's like a thing to push you to do the cheering.
It's done properly. And I think if they're sort of planted there in the stands and they're going and there's a group around them, then they all start going. It spreads it nicely as opposed to just shouting at a big stand and trying to get them involved. Okay, next one I think we'll look at. This one is St. Mary's, also from Joburg. Go, St. Mary's.
Small crowd, but the echo is there, so give them a solid 8.
Awesome, 8 out of 10. St. Mary's, I know when we're at the St. Mary's Festival,
they go
absolutely berserk. You can hear them across the Astros. It's fantastic. Okay, so St. Mary's beating out the Synstithians, guys. The last one we have for you is St. Albans.
Oh, that is proper. I won't lie. We also do that here. That is proper. So I'll give it a
10 out of 10 for St. Albans. There we go. The review from Weinberg High School's 2025 H cheerleader, Lita. Amazing. Yeah, that's St. Albans one. We used that sort of cheer as the start for our class of 2023 last year. A big show celebrating all the top athletes from around the country because it is just that good. And I think that's the most watched video on Super Sports Schools. But yeah, cool. Now that you've seen some of what the rest of the country's up to. But I know that you guys are always doing great things. So we're looking forward to seeing that next year.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. You might call it living your best life, but we call it Spur Cheeseburger Mondays. Because for only $84.90, Mondays become legendary when you can choose between 100% pure beef, succulent chicken, delicious soya, or tender rib cheeseburger, all served with Spur-style crispy onion rings and golden chips. So, when life gives you Mondays, enjoy a Spur cheeseburger. T's and C's apply. Spur, people with a taste for life. Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
Welcome back to the Super Sports Schools Podcast brought to you by Spur. We are still with Weinberg's head cheerleader for 2025, Leighton. And we've been joined by Tyson from Somerset House. Hello, Tyson.
Hello.
So we've got you here because apparently you are a big fan of Leighton, and you've also never been to Weinberg before. So now I'm sure you've seen the videos of Leighton, right? And you've seen him dancing around these stands and on this field here at the Hawthornden. What's it like to actually be here?
Oh, it feels nice.
It's cool. Yeah. So when did you first see Leighton on social media, his videos?
So I was at school and my teacher came to me, he's like, look at this video. This reminds me of you because I always sing Action for Jacob or when we play around the end. Oh.
And did you learn that from Leighton? So you're influencing, okay? It's spreading to all the other schools.
So are you also a cheerleader in your own right, in the back at your school? And have you taken anything that you've seen Big Man Leighton here doing to your place?
Yeah. What sort of things?
So, like, when we have inter-house rugby and all that, we, like, I bring all my team together, and we sing, and then we just sing the whole time, and then if you beat the other team, we're going to sing Action for Jacob in front of everybody in the whole school.
So you obviously sing that. That's the one Leighton's gone viral for. But are there any other things? If you say you're singing the whole time, what are you just singing that?
We sing that and the old songs that the, I don't know what's his name, the one from last year.
So cheerleader from last year that he sort of created. You continue
those. I sing songs a lot. Like, I don't know what the song's name, but it's a Clemony Bus and the Stumptious Fuss. And what's the other one? That one that you were listening to, the one that gave
the
10.
The red lights.
Yeah,
yes.
Sing that. And yeah, and yeah. School songs also.
Leighton, just for you, obviously 112 million times that video has been viewed. There are young people like Tyson who've watched that video and are inspired. They want to take it to their schools. They want to start cheerleading from... What grade are you in?
I'm grade 6.
Grade 6. From grade 6, and I'm sure even younger. Is that something you think about, that you actually realize that there are people out there watching your videos and being inspired?
Like, I actually didn't start thinking of it, right? But the other day I saw a video before the Springboks played New Zealand at Ennis Park. I saw a video where this young kids at school, primary school, made this video from Action for Sia. And that was like, this is like, it's going huge. This is the moment.
You speak about that video that came out before the South Africa All Blacks game. I want to talk now a little bit about the impact that all of this has had on you outside school. And I mean, we're interviewing you. I know you've had lots of other interviews, but you brought up South Africa All Blacks. At Ellis Park, at Emirates Airline Park, and at Cape Town Stadium, they played the audio from that video, got the crowd going at in Joburg. I mean, the crowd did get into it a bit, but I mean, you're a Cape Town guy. Here in Cape Town, they love it even more. So Cape Town Stadium really got going. And then at the end of the match, the captain of the Springboks, Siya Kolisi, even dropping a hoya.
Honestly, I want to sound like a broken record. Honestly, we can't ask for anything better than the people of South Africa, the way they've been getting behind us. And it was like that in Ellis Park, and now here in Cape Town, Kapstadt, where my career started. We say thank you so much for your support. And say bye, donkey, and we say hoya! Ahoya, hoya!
Would you ever have thought that that's all going to happen, and in the space of 2 weeks?
I never thought, like you would recognize it, so... Like, for me, it was a lot to take in because, like, I didn't know if you would see the video. And then, and I was on the stadium also, so.
So you, how was that? You're hearing yourself in the stadium?
I was at the top and I was laughing to hear the people, like, singing with. And it was huge. It was a proud moment for me.
And has this pain come into your daily life?
Yes, it has come into my daily life.
Get recognized?
Meeting people, asking for photos at malls and stuff.
So talk to us a little bit then about, I know you've done other interviews, we're doing an interview here, and then you're going off to do another thing. So the last couple of weeks, been busy?
The past two weeks, it's been like a lot. It's been very busy. A lot of interviews, people calling them on. Setting up interviews at my house, and
I'm trying to imagine us as cheerleaders.
I can imagine it, and it's there's no vibes.
Not great.
Absolutely none.
Leighton, for the next generation of cheerleaders who are coming through, any advice?
They just have to go out there and do their best, because if you don't take the risk, they will lose a chance. So you have to take the risk.
But Leighton and Tyson, thanks for joining us for the short second half. But Leighton, thanks for coming to Wynberg on a school holiday. I know it's been a busy, and a public holiday actually, but I know it's been busy for you over the past couple of weeks, all the interviews, getting it all done. But yeah, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Yeah, like I said, I couldn't have done it without the people supporting me at home. My mom, my grandmother, R&D traders, people at these... A lot, they're important in my life. So they've been pushing me every day, and yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sport Schools Podcast. You might call it living your best life, but we call it Spur Cheeseburger Mondays. Because for only $84.90, Mondays become legendary when you can choose between 100% pure beef, succulent chicken, delicious soya, or tender rib cheeseburger. All served with Spur-style crispy onion rings and golden chips. So, when life gives you Mondays, enjoy a Spur cheeseburger. T's and C's apply. Spur. People with a taste for life. Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sport Schools Podcast.
In the ad break that's just been, Schools SA20 has been shown off to the world. And I know a little bit about it. I don't know if you've heard of it yet.
Not quite yet. I've been hearing whispers around, not quite sure on the format.
It started quite recently. There are a couple phases to the tournament at the moment. It's schools within the different provinces that are all playing each other to kind of decide who are the top schools in each province. And then they'll go further, play against each other. And then ultimately next year, it's going to culminate in sort of knockouts at Tux. And obviously backed by the SA20, I think what I'm most excited about is we get to hear the music all the time. Because I love that music. It just reminds me that summer's coming and SA20. Last year... Was last year the first time we took you to those SA20 games?
Yeah.
At Centurion, Centurion Wanderers. But how cool is it that now we have school cricket getting its own sort of big tournament?
I think it's
what everybody's looking forward to. The SA Tony was just, personally for me, was a revitalization of cricket. You know, this quick, fast, small tournament that so high intensity and just so much fun to be at. The fact that we're bringing the same vibes to schools where you can have, you know, all your mates there on a Saturday, on a Friday, they're watching your games. Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
It's been a while since you've been on the show and done a quiz.
Yeah.
So we're bringing the quiz back to end off today's show. We've had a fantastic chat with Leighton. Yeah. You haven't had to work too hard today on this as we record it, public holiday, but I think it's now time for you to do some work. Tim, are you ready to play the Super Sport Schools podcast quiz for perhaps the 10th time? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. Okay. I forgot I need a timer. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Only one nation went unbeaten in the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa. Was it Spain, South Africa, or New Zealand?
I knew it was Spain since they won.
It was New Zealand. True or false, Supersport Schools is streaming and broadcasting many of the matches from the Schools SA20?
Yes.
That's correct. Which Southern Suburb school hosted a water polo festival this week?
Facts.
That's correct. Before this year, when last did the Springboks win the Rugby Championship?
2019?
That's correct. True or false, Wynberg beat Paul Boy's first 15 this year at Brugstra for the first time in decades. Yeah, that's correct.
We just talked about this.
Who captained the Springboks against Portugal this year?
Salwa Morath.
That's correct. Who recently set the South African boys under 17 110-meter hurdles record with a time of 12.94?
Not by Andrew Willard. Oh my goodness, I'm blanking his name. No, next. Go next.
It's Matotsi and Dow. Which nation did the men's Proteas recently lose an ODI series 2-1 to?
India?
Afghanistan. Who won gold at the men's Olympic 200 meters in Paris?
Nolal. No, wait. No, Tiboko.
That's correct. That was almost treason.
Yes.
I mean, it's Botswana, yes. But almost Southern African treason.
No. See, my mistake is, I thought you said 100. And then as I was saying Noah Lyles, I remembered you said 200. And I was like, no, not Noah Lyles.
I'm glad you were. I was horrified at yourself.
You got six. I told you, another mediocre performance by Tim.
It's the third highest score.
You know what? That means end of your quiz, I'll be there.
Well done, Matotsi and Dow. Disappointed you didn't get that. Yeah. Did you watch that race?
Yes, I do remember seeing the clip on Instagram. I was like, I was 1% so quick at such a young age.
Yes.
I didn't know their muscles were fully developed by that time. But no.
It was sort of competitive for the first 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then he just kind of just
threw you over the rest of the hurdles.
Off you. And Kuro. Something athletics with Kuro. Bayanda Walaza, Matotsi and Dow.
I think there's something in the water at that Kuro.
Something. Yeah. Well, there we go. Tim, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Super Sports Schools podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode brought to you by Spur. But until then, bye-bye.
This has been the Super Sports Schools podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.